It's the AO show. It's the AO, AO show. It's the AO show. It's the AO show. This is just my AO flow. It's the AO show. It's the AO show. And this is just my AO flow.
What's up, world, man? It's your boy, the host with the most, the butter on the toast, Zig the Kid, the one and only, the big homie. What's up with you, baby?
Oh, so short today.
Yeah. Gotta get to the point.
I'm DJ Ellie B.
Mm-hmm.
Louisiana sweetheart.
Come on, man.
With Bruce from the 7th Ward.
Yes, Lord.
Got nothing to do with this podcast.
I mean,
we're back like after a very long hiatus.
Y'all miss us, bro.
Life.
Yeah, man, life.
It's always, we should change our name to The Life Podcast.
Man, look.
Because we can't never, life just gets in the way.
Life comes with twists, turns, uppercuts. Right. But you know, you got to bob and weave sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But we still here for the fans, man, because, you know.
And a lot has happened, but we're going to talk about the most recent happenings.
True.
In entertainment and ish.
Come on, man.
So I'm going to go ahead and get this sadness out the way because I don't want us to have to bring the show down.
Yeah,
so
can't
you're
gonna just
go up instead
it.
Of be up and then go down.
Yeah.
So as y'all know, Mac Miller passed away on Friday at the tender age of 26.
26.
From
love.
An overdose. Since then, it's been nothing but an outpouring of love.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Ziggy celebrated his music on the Beetlejuice show yesterday.
Indeed.
Which was very weird for me because I don't really deal with death well.
I'll be having like late reactions and
right,
all
I can't
that.
Yeah, I'm very late with it. Like I just can't. Oh, you were all wrong over there. But I just feel like it was kind of therapeutic last night.
Yeah.
Therapeutic yet sad.
Yeah, it's a you know,
because it was like at one point I was just like, we really never gonna get another new Mac Miller, nothing. Well, maybe he have unreleased stuff.
Yeah, but it just won't feel the same.
Maybe
though,
he gonna Tupac it out. I just feel like he got unreleased stuff. What they gonna do it? We don't know. Oh, I always have unreleased stuff.
And look, in the back of my head, I was just hoping he was playing some cruel joke on us, bruh. Like, you know, trolling us, but. The troll never came around.
I would not be a fan. Please don't troll me like that.
I would whoop his ass.
Please don't troll me like that. I don't need that type of troll, no.
But nah, bro. Like, as you can see, man, the outpour from everybody that supported him throughout the years, it just showed the kind of impact that he had. I mean, from King Kendrick all the way down to everybody at the underground level.
Right,
man.
I started hearing that love, from Schoolboy. You know? Man, checking up.
Oh, Punch said Schoolboy was straight on Twitter yesterday, so that's enough.
Oh, like, okay.
If Punch, well, you know, Top say something,
right.
We good, man.
Right.
Isaiah straight, the whole camp good, man.
Yeah, Schoolboy Q was like, hey, Schoolboy Q, Lord. Kendrick was like, something he said that I was like, you know what? I think that we probably should... Most people should probably all take it's little things that you don't realize you can take from people till after they die.
Oh yeah.
He was saying how no matter what he was going through, he always was happy.
Kept a smile
on his face. He never made you feel like misery is company. I need your pity party. Mm-hmm. And I think as humans, we get sad. It's just like the human nature thing. So I have committed to the fact that I think that, you know, instead of me, you know, from this day forward, instead of me always saying, oh, this is so wrong, you know, just kind of staying happy about everything. Because you never know, you know, things could turn around. I also read something from, I can't remember who it was, but they were saying how, contrary to everybody's belief, he really wasn't depressed. It's just addiction. It was like, no, he really was actually in good spirits. Just sometimes you just are.
It's just a chemical
thing,
you know?
Yeah, right.
It's just, you know, every now and then, you know, you get weak, man, you know? You can relapse. I don't care how strong of a will you have. That demon is going to come test you every blue moon. And some people outlast it. And some people succumb to it.
Some people don't. I mean, people, like anybody who's an addict that gets clean will tell you this is a lifelong battle.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm clean doesn't mean. And then I think, from what I understand, I ain't never heard him say he went to rehab and got clean until recently.
Right.
So this was his first, like, real attempt.
For real.
At it, you know, which is sad that he lost. You know, battle like this. But you know, to recap what we said on the show yesterday. Now I had a small amount of time to talk about it. We talk about it in detail today. I think the whole Mac Miller thing is definitely going to bring up conversations that we should have at home with our children, with our family members, with our friends, with our coworkers. You know, anybody who we care about.
Right.
Depression is real.
It ain't
very real.
It can't be prayed away.
Definitely cannot be.
You gotta be proactive about it.
Anxiety is even realer. True. As fake as it, people like to make it be. Anxiety is real and depression is real.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Anybody who suffer with both, everybody have their vices. I will not tell y'all what my vice is because it's actually not a good vice. But everybody has their vices, whether some people drink, some people smoke, some people pop pills, some people, even those people who dive into their work, that's a vice.
That's a vice.
So, you know, it's like, at the end of the day, I feel like his vice, like he said on an interview, you know, his vice used to be weed. And then at some point, I think maybe right after he got famous or whatever, the weed started to make him paranoid.
Right.
And he said, then after that point, he had to have a strong drug because he didn't want to be paranoid. And then what he was trying not to feel with the weed, now I need to have a drug that's going to not make me be paranoid and cover up everything that I'm feeling. Sure so, enough. You know, anxiety is such like a, it's like the horrible family member of the depression family.
Right.
It's no rhyme or reason to it. You know, some people have anxiety issues and aren't depressed. They just have anxiety issues. But when you got the two together.
Ooh, man. Let me tell you,
because I got it together. And when they decide they want to link up and be friends, it's a real battle.
It's like,
you know, and
being smothered, bro.
Right. And I hate that, you know, there are people out there that feel like, oh, you're just being a pussy and you can get over that shit. Why you being, you know, sad? Depression is not sadness. Anxiety is not some shit that's in somebody's head. Like I said yesterday, you know, for me, I hate it because people mask my anxiety as I'm an emotional woman. Yeah, I'm a woman and I'm emotional. Not saying that.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
But I suffer from anxiety and it's heightened when I'm put into stressful situations. So when I have to make certain decisions or things aren't going my way or stuff is not panning out the way it's supposed to, then I get these anxiety attacks and it comes out as an emotional thing, but I'm really just like losing it. Like, oh my God. So, I mean, I think that, you know, I'm not gonna say I'm happy that he died, but I'm happy that I see more people talking about these conversations that should have been talked about.
Definitely brought awareness to the whole situation. And my little two cents about it, bruh. Anybody that's out there listening, bruh, look, don't be too hard on yourself. Give yourself time to relax. Like, don't fall into the trap of trying to fulfill all your expectations. Like, it's okay. Like, everything's not going to go the way you need to go. It's not the end of the world if you don't get your way. Like, you know, it's just a thing in life, you know? And I know a lot of creatives that actually suffer from it. Like, I could say like three or four of them.
Definitely.
And like, you know, having to feel like you're dealing with something by yourself, man, it just makes it way harder than it needs to be. You know, you just have to have open communication with your loved ones.
Right.
Like everyone's that, you know, bro, like everybody that's close, tight knit in your circle, man, keep an open line of communication with them if need be.
Definitely.
Even though you feel like you have the need to shut yourself out, that's just the easier route to, you know, take yourself out easier. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm going to read a comment.
Go for it.
My bro, Nathaniel Hall, he said you got to have somebody to open up to. Some other people who we think are the strongest are suffering in silence.
Indeed.
And that's exactly what we're saying. Like, you know, like I said on the show and I said on my Twitter and stuff, like, I have a homie, shout out to Charlotte Slim, DJ. It's funny, DJ Charlotte Slim, even though I don't think he puts the DJ in front of his name.
Come on.
But we have Yo You Good homie conversations every week. Even if we don't, you know, it's not us venting, we just need to connect with each other because we suffer from the same things. We kind of deal with it in the same way. It kind of comes out in the same way, so we kind of understand each other. But there have been times where he ain't want to talk. And I made him talk.
Gotcha.
I didn't care if he was going to be mad at me. I didn't care if he felt like I was bothered. I'd rather my friends be bothered by me and mad at me. Because that means you're gonna make it through this hump. You're going to live to see another day. And I'm going to see you again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I always say, don't only check on the people who you don't never see post nothing on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, or maybe they're not really talking to you daily. It's those friends that's constantly posting like every little thing, and they those are the people you probably should check up on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because those are the people that probably, this stuff is a drug. Social media is a drug at this at this point. And it's called social, but it should be unsocial media. Because we're not social. We're so disconnected from each other. We're so far removed. You know what I mean? And this man, he's a whole musician, awesome musician, dropped the album and people were bashing him. At a time where he was getting over something. You know what I mean? So the fact that he made it through that, you know, each little step of the way is like, okay, what makes you think your little, you just got a little regular job self, you don't need to tell nobody. You know what I mean? So I hate that we lost another person so soon. I feel like he's going to be in the same realm as like Aaliyah, where we're not going to get another Mac Miller. We're not going to get this person that, even his grandmother at the visual was like, he was just, if you knew him, you loved him. He was super super compassionate, you know, super just about music and just wanted everybody to be happy. You know what I mean? So I think that's why I never, it, the whole him being addicted to drugs, like I knew it, but I think that's why I never, like, I hate to say it as a fan, I probably just dismissed it because he was always so.
Yeah, you trying to live through his happiness.
Right. I mean, you got to. You got to enjoy your life. You have to, bro. Right.
And anything could be wrong with him just out of what you see on the exterior. You know what I'm saying?
One thing I can't say I'm trying to learn is through all of the little curveballs that life give me, I still want to enjoy my life.
Indeed.
Because I don't want. I don't know when God had my checkout time, but I don't want when that time to come. I'm sitting up in heaven like, man.
Come on, I did my thing.
I could have been more happier. I could have enjoyed this. You know, I have something on my wall in my room that says, you know, cherish those little things, because when you look back, you're going to realize those were the big things.
Indeed, indeed. I got another angle on this too. Like, quick shout out to all the people that's been proactive, that's been, you know, trying to be involved with a friend that deals with this struggle. But on the other end, like, the strong friend in the clique, yo, those are some of the people that might need it the most too, you know? Like they're put in this position where they have to hold everyone together.
Right.
And nobody's there to be you know.
I currently know somebody like that.
And there's no one there to hold them down.
Right now, they're going through something and they feel like, you know, I'm always here helping everybody else. Now I'm going through something.
Right.
And I can't even really call anybody, you know? Mm-hmm.
And so we challenge everybody that's a listener of the AO show, after you listen to this, man, just don't text, man.
Call
just
your
call.
Friend.
Call them up.
Your friend, your cousin, if you estranged from your sister, your brother, your auntie, call these people because it's really not worth it at the end of the day.
It
you know, like,
man.
I commended J. Cole even saying, like, look, if y'all need somebody to talk to, I'm here. Because it was so heartbreaking. Like, what the hell?
Right. It just came out of nowhere.
Everybody who's seen his last Insta stories know he really wasn't depressed. He really was, like, living regular life. And that's why I say I feel like it was a situation of he got clean, he relapsed, and his body couldn't handle it.
Yeah, the shock took him.
Right, I think that's. I don't know what drug it was. I don't know what he used. I don't even know. So
we're not even gonna get into that. But whatever it was, man, God bless, man.
So God bless Mac Miller. Demon, hope you find your eternal peace. We're gonna move on to
number two
topic. Ain't that we get into the happy moments. We just gotta get these bad moments out.
Man,
these fucking saints.
Who that?
Let me tell you something, bro.
How you feel, bro?
First of all, shout outs to the offense, specifically Breeze, Thomas, and Kamara.
I have
no problem with y'all. Even the little mistakes y'all made.
I mean,
y'all was at the point of what the fucking defense was doing. The mistakes y'all made, I let y'all live. You know what I mean? But see that motherfucking defense? Let me tell you, I love Hardy and I love Lattimore. But don't y'all ever be in no car before no game bucking, and then you get in the fucking game and Lattimore, you falling. Over what? What did you fall? How is you playing professional football falling?
Man, it'd be like that. It be like that, man.
Like the meme said. So what you thought, what you thought, Lattimore? Oh, this the season.
Oh, this ain't preseason.
This ain't preseason.
We really in the dome.
No,
this ain't the Smoothie King season. Oh, man.
And like they said, stay ass about a bar culture.
Yeah.
Even though DJ there.
Our masquerade, our goddamn.
Yeah, man, he needs to stop partying. What is you doing?
They said the defense.
I said, they didn't understand they got to show up for the offense. for what the offense is doing to working us to win, the defense have to stop letting the next team score every time they get the ball.
Yeah. I mean, but you know what, bro? This is the thing, bro. Like, I'm not going to be too hard on them because it's week one. You remember last year, week one, Bull got thrashed.
And week two.
That's what I'm saying. They started off on a bad note, but, you know, I follow a lot of them on Twitter.
I don't need to go through this again, though.
Bro, it happens every year.
Why we got to do this
even that Super Bowl run, we lost the first game.
Why we have to do this every year, though?
Because you would rather it happen.
Is it the Saints?
Yeah.
Look, like, this is the Saints tradition?
Yeah, but check
that
this out.
That we get our ass handed to us every first game?
You would rather it happen right now than it be like week one of the playoffs and
this
be
is
like,
true.
Yeah, yo, we fucked up. We weren't even ready.
True.
We had this false sense of confidence. True. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, Marcus Williams, bro.
First of all,
Marcus.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Listen. Hold on. I got a quick something.
I forgot about him.
Hey, bro.
I knew somebody else I forgot about.
You showed all these workout videos, all this motivational talk over the offseason to get smoked by Deshaun Jackson on the first possession.
That motherfucker. Come on, G. Every possession. What you mean? Why you still think about the game when you fucked up? We're not even worried about that game.
Look, man, look. You know, we still support you, but.
You about to get off this fucking team if you keep getting burnt.
Get your shit together. But I got faith in y'all boys, man. I'm holding y'all to that 12-4, man.
Let me tell y'all how played I felt.
How played you felt?
I had on my nice little custom.
Come on.
Custom.
Custom with a K.
Custom with a K.
Yes.
Custom from China. Custom with a CH. Lattimore basketball jersey. You know, I'm all bucked up like, yeah, I got my D-Roy on.
Yeah,
he about to cut up, you know what I'm saying? And bitch, you fell.
Man, nigga.
He fell. Over nothing. He wasn't even talking to nobody. He just fell. Running and fall. What?
Niggas fall every day, B. But, hey, man, week two, bro. Like,
first of all, I feel you that we do need another Super Bowl parade, but we need to specifically win this Super Bowl this year because it's in Atlanta. I want us to win one in Atlanta.
Yeah, and see, my boy right here, Nathaniel again, he touched on something I was going to talk about. Cam gonna get him right, man. Cam Jordan.
He was like, I can't wait for the 24-hour rule to be over because I can't take this shit.
Yeah, man. It sound like it's gonna be some.
That nigga said 41 points. Like, you serious? That's what it is.
Yeah, man. It sound like there's gonna be some real locker room hazing going on. You know, I'm all for whatever brings results.
I know
Kamara
and Thomas and them are like, shit, I did what the fuck I
was. I had a great game.
I did.
You see these fantasy points?
First of all,
what's up, Mike?
Michael Thomas can never have a bad game because your Twitter name is Can't Guard Mike. So you almost gotta go out every game and smoke a nigga.
You got to.
Like every game you have to smoke a nigga.
Cause if you get burnt, somebody gonna make a Twitter name saying Mike got guarded, bro. Mike got the clamps on.
Mike got guarded.
Yeah, man.
So I just feel like, you know, and let me tell y'all something.
What's up, man?
This is my theory. Every time I watch a Saints game, we lose. Like, so the whole game.
You should listen to it on the radio then.
I can't. I'm DJing watch parties.
Yikes.
So I
DJ blindfolded, son.
Like, don't even look back at the TV.
Yeah, don't do it, bro. If that's the superstition that you got to use to get this mother work,
I know, because we can't do this.
Hey, look, I had this thing about, like, if I watch, like, the last 5 minutes of any Saints game, one, I might have a heart attack. Two, something awful always happens, bro. Because it goes back to, like, last year in their playoff game. I was like, okay, they cool, whatever. It's like 1 minute. They just got to hold it down.
And then.
And I turned it, and it was like 20-something seconds left. That's when it all fell down.
Let's not go back.
We're
playing the Cleveland Browns. Let me see. Me and my wife just talked about our game.
Love.
But I'm just saying, okay, so we played with Cleveland Browns this week.
Yeah, we played Cleveland, man. Hey, this
Cleveland
is Cleveland, though.
Cleveland got the chip on their fucking shoulders. They got my little homie back.
They got Jarvis.
They got Josh Gordon back.
Yeah, they got Josh Gordon.
It ain't gonna be as easy as we think.
It ain't.
But we sure the fuck shouldn't have lost to Tampa. But they ain't even had their starting quarterback. I can't even talk about it. They had Ryan Fitzpatrick looking like Tom Brady. Like, every time I talk about it, I'm trying not to be mad.
It's just contagious, though.
I'm trying not to get mad, but every time I think about it, fucking backup quarterback, bitch. The fucking backup.
The boy looked like he beat
the fucking backup.
Living.
That's who the fuck got us up out of there.
Man.
The fucking backup.
The backup.
The backup, nah.
Not the backup with the backup, but the backup.
The fucking backup.
I'm done. But yeah, man.
That boy was throwing that thing down the motherfucker.
Slaying it.
And well, the defense burnt every time. I'm like, the fuck?
But you know what, bro? They gonna get it right.
See,
they gonna get it right,
Kamara could not be. See, first of all, Kamara could not be carrying a Jeep. mm-hmm. on his fucking workout videos and not ball out the first game.
Right, right.
They would have
right.
been like, bitch, what the fuck you scared of Jared? Like, why you at the G for? What you at the G for? What you doing the G for?
Man, I mean, shit.
He said, number Jack Beard.
Bro, the boy.
What?
Oh, my God.
Santa Claus looking at ass. Like, man, that's the nigga that made us.
Boy, look like Zangief from Street Fighter in this bitch, man. But,
so hey, man. Our Saints have they bounce back.
They going to shake back. They going to shake back.
Now, on to some tea.
Oh, my God.
Teach.
What kind of tea?
This fucking Nicki and Cardi shit.
I'm tired of both of these cats, honestly.
I'm a star because I'm the girl.
Yeah.
I guess I'll do the girl version of it.
Okay.
So this is my thing. First of all, it couldn't have come at worse timing because we were all talking about Mac Miller. And I was like, bitch, mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck about no shoe being thrown. Mac Miller died today.
You know what I'm saying?
Talk about that shit. But this is my thing. I'm a huge Nicki fan. Everybody know that about me. I'm a Cardi B as the personality fan. Cardi B as the rapper, not so much.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. I feel like her album is a radio-friendly album. It did what it's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to chart. It was supposed to get all these award nominations because it made people love her even fucking more. You know what I mean? However, we know she ain't write that bitch herself. We know that. One. So, I don't understand Nicki's mindset. I get you being mad about certain things happening because I've been in those type of situations also. We talked about it on past AO shows. I get that part. When she came out with Queen, I was like, the fucking album's so good, you really don't need all the shit that you're doing. Like, you could just let the album speak for itself, take your little number two spot like Drake did, and be done with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, but I feel like part of it is she just needs to stop being petty and let somebody else be on top and just concede that somebody's on top for now. She's not going to stay on top like you. It's not going to happen. I don't see that happening. I'll see her having the same fucking run. It's just...
Right.
She gotta find a lot of fucking writers. That's all I'm gonna say.
Right.
She gotta keep leveling up with writers. That's all I'm gonna say.
Right.
But I feel like what was I going to? Okay, so I feel like at the end of the day, I get you wanting to, you know, put a lot of spotlight on things that whispers that have been going on for a while. Like if you're a Nicki fan or you're a fan of like the industry in general, a lot of the shit she's putting the spotlight on, people have been saying, like the whole labels trying to pay people to actually, your point of your career is to, you get in, you're gonna beef with Nicki. That's come up so many times, so we know that. So I think what people don't understand is when you're somebody that knows that's what labels does, that's an automatic chip on your back. You know what I mean? That's an automatic, like, the fuck, you know, like, I can't just. So you at one end, you got a lot of people saying, well, Nicki don't want nobody on top. Well, fuck, I don't want nobody on top neither. If shit, y'all like deliberately are fucking paying somebody to be for me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a feel away. I'm a lash out, should I say. I'm not making this. I'm not saying she's right. I want you to understand I am saying that she's wrong. But I feel like she got to get it out too, unfortunately. She can't hold it in. So they gave her a radio show. So,
oh my God.
You know, she had the Queen Radio.
Man, that.
So.
She and that bitch sound like a super villain.
Yeah,
man.
Like she just become. But also, anyways. So to the shoe incident, taking all that shit away.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just focus on the shoe incident. We're not going to focus on the whole entire beef because we don't have enough podcast time to break down the fucking entire beef.
It ain't even that real.
It ain't even that fucking deep. We're just going to focus on the shoe incident. First of all, let's state the facts. These are two African American women.
Mm-hmm.
Two used to be poor women. Two fucking immigrant women, well, not, you know what I mean.
Yeah. They Trinidadians.
Yeah, they're not from fucking America. Two rappers. They're two rappers. One is an ex-stripper. So you're getting invited to the dinner, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You're expected to fucking behave. That's just what it is. You're in a white people arena and you're black, bitch, you better behave.
Save
so you won't carry your black ass up here to this damn Fashion Week event in a ball motherfucking gown.
A ball gown. What designer was that?
I don't even fucking know.
What designer?
A ball gown.
Come on.
And had the fucking audacity to take off your shoe and throw it at the lady?
Through a chancla.
I'm not saying be with the shits, but understand when you need to be with the shits. Have the right team of people around you that's gonna know that she with the shits today. We gotta be like this everywhere she go, especially when she getting the same 2 feet away from fucking Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
So then you get to fucking, you get on your little Instagram, Twitter fingers and pin this fucking essay and say, oh, ain't nobody gonna talk about my mother and my child. But hold on, bitch. Didn't you call somebody dead child or monkey? You also said on video, in beef, everything is fair game, including children, mamas, all that shit. So now that this karma came back and smacked you in the motherfucking face, now it's a problem. Now, on top of that, there's no receipts that Nikki has actually said verbally out her mouth, said anything about her parenting or her kid. She supposedly liked the tweet that was talking about her parenting. The fuck? I didn't know it was a free country. I didn't know you couldn't like tweets. So now, to me, it just makes the whole you throwing the shoe so fucking petty. Like, so you really threw the shoe over her liking a tweet. Then, Nikki gets on her radio show. Man. Well, first of all, Nikki made you look super stupid because she did what she was supposed to do at the dinner. She kept it calm. She didn't react. She just, you know, like.
Man, tear these people shit up, man. Fuck with your fashion week, man.
So look, she gets on the radio show and say what everybody been thinking. Bitch, they got motherfuckers that's high up that could put money in my pocket and your pocket. That's gonna continue to feed your motherfucking family walking past us like, the fuck going on? And I'm looking like, Lord, shit. You know, I done semi been in a situation like that and been like, bro, I don't give, we could argue, but not in front of these white people. You know what I mean? Like, right, you're right, like, bro, catch me at the hotel or the after party or whatever, but not in front of these white people. You know what I mean?
Look.
So I just feel like the whole, at this point, the beef's so tired. I just want both of them to sit down.
Right.
Both of them.
All right.
I ain't on nobody's side no more.
Man, look. You want my side, man? Let me give you my side, man. Let me start with Onika first.
Let's see how the male views.
Seiji.
Because you know y'all don't deal with this type of shit at all.
The way that she's been lashing out these last couple weeks just sounds like a person that had a bad rollout, that had something that didn't make it in the top 25, that's been shelved by their label. And, you know, just betrayed by the whole crew.
And I don't think it was shoved because it was a bad album. I think that she pushed the issue of releasing it when she should have waited till the fourth quarter.
Should have waited till the damn Astro World passed already. But she's doing all this extra stuff just because you felt like you shouldn't have been in second place. Like, come on, man. Like, there's a lot of people that wish they could even be on the Billboard top 100.
First,
you know,
of all, as much as I'm a Barbie, I had to agree when nigga was like, Drake took his second place and kept it moving.
Fuck it, bro.
Like, I didn't even know Scorpion came in second place. That's how much he just kept it fucking moving.
And you gotta think about it, bro. Like, in the age that we in, like this microwave age where artists come and go, you've been in this thing 10 years.
Well, to take something from Joe Budden when he was talking about Eminem, and he said the thing about he used her too. Her and Eminem are kind of one and the same. They're in this bubble where they don't realize how much the game has changed.
Yeah, it's
because
different.
Because they're so used to it being a certain way and they can have this upper hand. Well, now it's fair game for everybody.
Right. And then I'm like, bro.
Fuck,
like,
I might could drop some shit and be number one. The right rollout, if you really want to be honest. Right one and the right rollout, anybody could be number one. In this age, you could buy being number one.
Right. Well, shit.
Travis bought it.
Look, man. She need to get the right people around the goddamn side to get her up in there. We could spell this weird ass podcast.
The AO show agrees that Nicki Minaj needs to get a different team.
She need a different
team
because
her team didn't show up for her. Her team didn't show up for her. Like, your team is supposed to be the one to tell you, okay, say son, this ain't the time for this to come out, because regardless of Astro came out or not, I still feel like you didn't have. I'm a Barbie. Do y'all understand me? This is the first time that I was like, whoa, we ain't got no rollout.
Damn,
like,
so
I thought that she was just gonna have. I thought she was just gonna have the Queen Radio thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was just like, I thought that was part of the rollout. Like, okay, now we got Queen Radio. Then you know the album will come in a couple of weeks later. Then I was like, wait, bitch, you got an album? Like. So you have gotten your fan base used, like the shit that she kind of blamed Travis for, she had been doing. She just hadn't been doing it the way he did it. Like, she wasn't using merchandise as a way to, like, well, when she did it, they didn't count merchandise as an album sale.
Right.
So even though she had done it, that's the thing. The thing about the stuff that she's bringing to the light is like a double-edged sword. Like, there's a right side to what she's saying, and then there's like, come on, son, chill
you
out.
Don't get mad at a man for being clever, bro. Like, Jay-Z said it, bro. when Magna Carta came out, there's new rules, right, and you don't have to do it the same way everybody else did it.
It's going to be like a Kanye effect. We see what's going on with Kanye.
Yeah. And then,
it's going to be that type of effect. Once she get a new team, and she get that team that's going to be able to tell her, look, bitch, you tripping. Because I'm pretty sure Kanye got his old management back. So I know his manager came in the door like, look, motherfucker.
Look,
what the hell wrong with your fucking ass? But you going to take this stupid ass hat off your goddamn head. You gonna stop talking about Donald Trump. You gonna go ahead back to Chicago and start doing the fuck you're supposed to
be doing. Get you some Harold's and some wild sauce. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. And then, you know, fuck it. And then people talk about the stage that the shit went down with Cardi.
But this is what
turn that shit into the Source Wars.
But this is what
I'll
say.
Fuck it.
As far as when people keep trying to have this fake woman unity, I'm gonna tell you from being in the industry, there's no such thing. Because when we as women in the industry try to be unified, there's some bitch ass nigga or some bitch ass executive or some bitch ass somebody that has more whatever say so than us, or there's somebody instigating all the fucking time. And I'm telling you this from the standpoint of being a fucking DJ, a female DJ in New Orleans, and I have to deal with it on a regular.
Damn.
I have to deal with people asking me about other female DJs, you know, just doing the sneaky ass shit that I'm like, I don't give a fuck about that shit. So that whole thought of there can be one person on top, there can be more than one woman on top. Do I believe that? Fuck no. Because they don't set it up for it to be like that. They don't. Let me tell you why they don't set it up. We can have a Kendrick on top. J. Cole could be on top at the same time. Rest in peace, Mac Miller. He can be on top with them. And we could turn around and have Wayne on top and Drake on top. And we're never going to pit them against each other. You know what I'm saying? We're never going to be like, well, oh yeah, Cardi B. You know, when this whole shit started with Cardi B, that's how it started. I saw it from the beginning. You know what I mean?
Right.
Every time she had a fucking monument, it was to be, well, look what I did. And
Now
I'm knocking this person off. They don't do that when men do that. You know what I mean?
Well,
like, when men have their beef, they got their beef. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going
to
say male.
I'm about to say, you know, you kind of do have the Cole versus
like,
Kendrick.
Yeah,
thing,
you know, they try to do it, but what I'm saying is, it's not to the level that they do it with women.
Right.
It's always, like, even you, like, okay, we can't never have, like, even with Rhapsody, for example.
Mm-hmm.
What kills me is Rhapsody is a totally different rapper from a Nicki.
Totally.
But for being a woman,
mm-hmm,
and knowing, just like with men, there's different sides to men. So you could like YF and Lucci, and then you could turn around and say I like J. Cole. You could turn around say I like Wayne. You could turn around and say I like Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? You could turn around and say I like Buddy,
Basket,
Isaiah, all these different realms of rappers that create different pieces of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Women, you can't like Nicki. I like Rhapsody. Oh, I wouldn't think you like Rhapsody because you like Nicki. Bitch, I like that shit too. I want somebody to uplift me too. But then I also need a bitch to tell me who gonna run over with his credit cards if he don't lose the attitude. Like, I need that too. Like, come on now.
But who said that though? Like, there's no such thing as
a
duality. Like,
but
like,
I'm telling you, with women, it's either or. You know what I mean? And even as a DJ, it's either or. Either you're going to be this sexy DJ or you're going to look like you're gay.
Yeah, but see, I mean, it's the thing.
And
man,
it's just crazy that they, you know, it's a pit against, you know, and I don't know. It might be a society thing. We could probably go further and delve into it and be like, well, just in society
it's
in general,
women
are always pitted against each other and men are always like, well, we can be together and do. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then, well, why don't women stick together? First of all, sometimes women are in their own way, because I do a lot of different little things with like women, like pop-up shops and shit like that. You know, I'm doing it for the money, but I pay attention to what's going on too, because I'm DJing. So fortunately, when you're DJing, all you can do is observe
straight up.
And I will say that a lot of times with women, it's a fake let's be girl power. So I mean, at the end of the day, sometimes it's us getting our way because we want to say, I wish I'd have really wrote the tweet down that Joe Budden, maybe mine would put up. Like, it's like a fake girl power thing. Y'all want to be fake? Oh, yeah, da, 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 da. But in reality, you just want to kind of get close to me so you can kind of do this.
Right.
Bitch, you can't get ahead of me because now I know your secret. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I will say, being in women crews and being in the male crew too, in a male crew, it is more of a team mentality. Like, we know it's the betterment. You win, I win. Sometimes with a female thing, it's like, that bitch winning. She ain't even really blah, 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 blah. And she ain't really blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It comes across like that with female rappers. Like, even when, you know, the whole thing with Remy Ma, when she first got out of jail, I used to be like, bro, just focus on your music. Mm-hmm. Focus on you getting back into the game. Focus on, you've been in jail, my nigga, for like, what, 10 years? That's a long ass time to be out of music.
Yeah,
it's a long ass time to be in jail, let alone out of the music industry.
Right, right, right.
But they, it's like, women take the bait way easier than a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know, Matt get out of jail, he not about to worry about nobody else.
Fuck, man, look, it's just like a shift in the narrative has to come around. I mean, the time is goddamn now. People have more access to the tools than they had in the past. You don't need the machine behind you, except for a partnership nowadays. Anybody listening out here?
You barely need it for that shit. These fucking
Hey, so man, look, man, if you trying to get on your grind, bro, look, man, you ain't gotta hate
find
your sister.
Find your white ex D boy that's trying to clean up his money.
And just pray the IRS don't come back. Hey, just pray the IRS don't come knocking no time soon, man. And, you know, man, look, bro, like, there's a piece of the pie for everybody.
Right.
It's not greedy, bro.
I just, you know like I said, I just feel like to end this whole conversation so we can delve off into maybe a more root for this lady conversation, I think we can agree as the AO show that the beef is tired.
Yeah.
The tired ass fucking beef.
Hey, Diggy, chill out with the sound effects, bro.
It's some soybean beef.
Lord,
some fake McDonald's quarter pounder beef ass beef. Like, it's like, just stupid.
Come on,
it's stupid at this point. I don't like why.
You ain't had to put the knot on the girl head, Riley, man. You ain't had to do it.
Did she do that? I thought that was Rob. First of all,
that's Baby D little sister.
Let me tell you something. It's a video of Nicki Minaj and like all her little friends. And it was like, son, I don't think Cardi B want this smoke.
I mean, if you got the goons and shit, I mean.
And they not. The thing is, they don't even look like they would be goons. That's a lie. Rye look like she with the shits. Rye look like she with the shits. But the thing is, a person like Nicki, just like with Drake, Drake ain't gonna go smack the fuck out of no nigga, but he got a nigga that's gonna smack the fuck out of you. Like, these people, you know, like, and I'm sure Cardi B have, maybe, I don't know, she might have people in her camp like that too.
Yeah.
But when these people get to this level where you got other people eating off of you, and these people feel like that person is gonna be a threat to them eating, they're gonna get to you. Like, that's just what that is. I'm working, Ziggy, the hottest rapper out, and I'm working with Ziggy, and you trying to fuck with Ziggy now, nigga, you gotta go through me first, because I need to eat. So this nigga need to stay alive.
This nigga's gonna be at your cap, you feel me?
Right.
At the top. Don't do it, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got a knot on your fucking face, and we ain't seen you at another Fashion Week event since, because you can't go no damn with a fucking knot on your eye.
She gonna be
at
me.
Everybody like, oh, you think she fucking up the bag? She done made her whole career off of that shit. You think these white people won't love hip hop everywhere they fucking go? Hell no. They won't watch that shit on TV and laugh at our dumb asses. Mm-hmm. But they damn sure don't want that shit coming to the events. You can believe that she ain't gonna have fuck up a bag if you won't. Okay.
Right. All right. Well, let's keep it moving.
So
let's
moving on.
Tag.
Because my girl Serena.
Serena.
She getting a bad rep, and I don't like
Compton's
it.
Very
you
own.
Know what I mean? Like, I felt like she was not a sore loser. She went up to the girl. That looked like a very genuine fucking happy face she had the girl winning.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody can go up to an umpire and say, I don't cheat, I rather lose than cheat, then clearly the umpire is doing something wrong.
Yeah.
This is the greatest athlete in the world. What the fuck you think she got to cheat for?
And then to say that she was overreacting, bro. If you look at old videos like John McEnroe and them, that boy used to come up there, you a piece of shit. You'll never officiate another match I ever do. I will get you out of this goddamn industry so quick. So help me God, you fucking cocksucker. You know how
to
do. But just cause the sister gets like a little passionate, not angry. Passionate about what she's doing.
I'm about to step the fuck on this soapbox with this shit.
On foot.
As a black woman, even within our own community, we're never allowed to express any type of fucking anger. Let me repeat my motherfucking self for the people in the back that didn't hear me. As a black woman, if we're feeling wronged, we cannot express that we're fucking wrong. Because as soon as we express that we're wrong, Then we're this angry black woman. We overreacted. We're so loser. Or you so emotional. Or I can't deal with it. That's exactly what happens. And you know when y'all want to say, oh, the angry black woman, that's what creates the actual angry black woman. Yeah. Not what we're actually upset about. It's the fact that we feel like, well, shit, I can't even, you know, express myself. And I know for a fact that I'm being wrong. I know that this is a wrong thing. I know that I'm being treated unfairly. And I should be able to, you know, express the fact that I'm being treated unfairly without and being heard out. Now, if she was a white woman, if she was white, it would have been none of that.
It's okay.
But because, first of all, y'all call this woman a man. She gets more drug tested than anybody in tennis.
No.
Probably, well, any athlete, probably.
Right. Just because you can't do
you
nothing.
You told her she couldn't wear a fucking cat suit, and they got this old fucking not-so-tall-ass white girl in the cat. Picture her in a cat suit, though.
Whole cat suit. Come on, man.
You know what I mean? So, now you trying to accuse her of cheating. That's fucking with her brand.
Right,
she is a brand. You can't accuse the greatest athlete in the world. As much as I don't like LeBrick, as much as I don't like him.
As much as I don't like LeBron. Yeah, man.
One thing I can never say, I've never heard somebody say LeBron cheated. You might have said, well, that nigga being a bitch right now about some shit. But we've never said, oh, LeBron is a cheater. You know what I'm saying? So it's like for you to say, to imply that somebody's trying to get over with something when that wasn't the case, and she checked you, and then I commend her for standing up for herself because it's long overdue.
Right.
She should have stood up for herself when she was being called the man. She should have stood up for herself when she know that I'm getting drug tested. These other people not getting drug tested. She should definitely probably really stood up for herself because you know you got the machine behind you with Nike as far as not wanting to wear the cat suit. Like it's just too much.
That's the thing. That's why I feel like she's getting attacked. This is my theory. Because who she chooses to align herself with, you look at Nike, you got your LeBron, you got your Kaepernick, you got Serena, all right. Three of them on this like athletic activism tip. Like, you know, people that aren't really too fond of that, bro, they're gonna start
thinking about it. I never thought about that.
You know,
never thought about it like that.
Like, you know, tennis, man, it's kind of like the country club on the cool.
Right.
So really, man, this whole thing,
black people in there for real.
This whole thing happening didn't really shock me, man. You know, shout out to Naomi Osaka. You know, she's half Haitian.
And it's crazy because I feel like it dimmed the light on her because she even said, you know, that my dad chose tennis for us because of the Williams sisters and their dad. Like, that was the blueprint for us.
She didn't want it to go down that way, bro. So, she really didn't.
Yeah, I mean, and it, you know, you gotta, to me, as far as a community, the black community, or the, let's just say the, what's the word I'm looking for, minority community,
mm-hmm.
we didn't lose because we still had somebody repping for us.
You hear me?
But, I really, when I tell y'all, it struck a chord in me because, you know, recently I've had to stand up for myself and I've, you know, gotten told I'm emotional because of the way I handle it.
Word.
And the way my anger is expressed, because when I get frustrated, I cry. And it's not because I'm mad. It's because I'm mad, but it's not because I'm emotional. It's more so because, bitch, I want to punch you in the fucking face, but I can't punch you in the face because
don't,
that's not ladylike. It's not ladylike. For example, if I have a problem with somebody, right? Let's say something happens between somebody with my DJ and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't really talk to that man crazy, but the man can talk to me fucking crazy. Or the man can say what he want. Or the man can label me as fucking emotional. I can't say, oh, you fucking wrong, bitch. Because that's how I want to say it. Bitch, you fucking wrong. I'm sorry, I got this shirt on. This old church shirt on. I'm going to be cursing.
Yeah. just repent for a second.
I'm sorry. Hi. You know, God ain't through me yet. He ain't through me yet. I'm still a nigga partner.
Yeah,
but, you know, I can't do that. You know what I mean? I have to be like, well, I really think that wasn't right. And you shouldn't have said that like that. But no. I want to stand up. I want to poke my chest out and be like, you know what?
Motherfucker.
You ain't going to treat me like this.
And look, I'm going to tell you why I feel like people that act like that, man, like people in power, you know, specifically males in power, they weren't even raised to know how to deal with a woman, like, you know, coming out and actually expressing herself like that. They're not used to seeing that, dealing with that on a regular. So I mean, till, you know, that whole shift happens where...
And do you think it's ever really going to happen?
Hey, I mean...
You really think that shift is going to happen?
Honestly, me?
I don't feel like that shift is going to happen. I feel like, you know...
I'm not going to tell you why.
I feel like even though people weren't taught probably how to handle a powerful woman, I know you got a powerful woman in your fucking life. Stop acting like nobody never talked to you like this, or you never heard. I'm telling you, you'll be amazed, because you're probably not this type of guy, but you will be amazed at how these men want to frame everything. You know, if you're trying to tell a most, just like that umpire, he did not want to admit his wrongness, and that's what fuels the even more angry black woman. Is because all we really want for you to say is, I was wrong, let's fix it, or I apologize. All she wanted was a fucking apology at the end of the day. Like, look, okay, you didn't know, that's not how I operate. Okay, all you do is say you were sorry, but for you to, you know, not even acknowledge, now you're looking at making me look like I'm being fucking angry. And then a motherfucker created a cartoon.
I seen that.
Like, New York, come on, son. Now, come on.
And see, like, and then go back to our woman,
you know, what they call that? Feminist. Feminist. Look, I ain't no feminist, because these white women ain't going through the same fucking shit I'm going through.
Yeah.
I got to stop.
Hey, come on. And then, jeez, this is what I'm saying, bro. Like, look, this is like a whole nother movement going on. It's like low key, like y'all civil rights movement right now, man. This time of day is like the whole Me Too thing.
Hello.
Look, that's what I'm saying. Something's gonna happen in the future, because I mean, at the end of the day, we really losing our power on the slick, man.
And
every, like, you know, everything having to do with the media, everything having to do like just business, like the gap is getting closed, man. And influence goes a long way. And, you know, I ain't saying this just to be, like, overly optimistic, but it's facts. Like, you know, like, we say, you can use any industry. You use film, you use athletics, you use literature. Like, I'm telling you, like, it's about to be out, you know, it's just like I said. Fuck them. Well, not them.
I can't say it enough in this podcast. It was like ding, 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 ding on my heart.
Triggering,
because I was just like, bruh, I'm just literally... went through something like this. You know what I mean? And it's like, to really feel like you, and let me tell you my situation, how I felt after my situation. I spent approximately maybe almost 3 weeks, because just recently I kind of got over my situation. And this happened probably beginning of August, maybe about a month ago. So almost a month strong, you know, but the actual conversation didn't happen. So we're going to say almost 3 weeks. From the time of that, me hanging up that phone, to me having to kind of sit down myself this weekend and being like, you're fine. Nothing's wrong with you. You stood up for yourself. You know what you want. Nobody's going to go get this shit but you. And you have to stand strong. You know, I had to have this conversation with myself, because I beat myself up for being emotional and yelling and crying and all this other stuff. But in my mind, I'm like, I should have never even had to get to that point, because the things that I felt like that I was, you know, trying to stand up for myself about, I felt like, why am I even standing up myself about this shit? Like, this should be automatic that I shouldn't even have to go through this. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't think that when men, like, if Serena's the woman that I think she is, she's in her mind, because she's on a bigger scale than me. I guarantee you, she's also beating up herself. Like, I stood up for myself, but shit. You know,
and it's sad that
we have to be like that. Like, I'm standing up for myself. I'm like, no, I've been taking this shit for X amount of time, and I haven't been saying nothing. And I've been thinking you want to fix it, and it didn't happen. I've been thinking you want to do the right thing, and it didn't happen. But
your cat fell behind the couch.
Yeah, right. He in the window. I mean, she in the window. But, you know, I've been thinking, you know, you were going to fix it, and I was giving you a chance, and now I have to yell and be angry and all this stuff.
And
I spent time beating up myself. I spent time questioning, was I good at what I do? I spent time, you know, like, am I really a good person? You know, like, and unfortunately, the only thing I regret about it is I talked to other people, because I didn't understand. So I had to, like, well, this is what happened, because I did not understand, because I was like, oh my God, well, if I can't talk about it, I can't stand up for myself, then where does that lead me? And that's what people don't realize. When you're passionate about something that you do, and you're good at what you do, and you know you're fucking good at what you do, and then somebody's trying to treat you like you're not good at what you do, and like certain things don't matter, and it belittling certain things, you start to question yourself, like, damn, what's wrong with me? You know, like, I thought I was, like, literally asking people, random people that I knew me. Man, am I really horrible? Am I a disrespectful person? Am I selfish? Because yeah, I was I don't, that's not what I'm trying to project to the world. But because one person made me feel like I couldn't stand up for myself, made me feel like me standing up for myself and me taking care of myself first was so horrible. And I'm not saying, oh, that was their intentions. Because like you said, everybody don't know how to deal with a woman who has an opinion. Right. Every man don't know how to deal with another woman who knows how to be in power and be right on the same level with you. Niggas, I'm not gonna say niggas, men always say, oh, I want this powerful woman. But can you handle it? We can't do that right now. I'm doing my podcast.
Yikes. Lord.
Yeah. We're gonna play too. But you know, every woman in power, you know, every man who's in power can't deal with, oh, she's trying to be this powerful woman, it's okay. They want these powerful women, but they don't understand what comes with that.
Indeed.
You know what I mean? Like, they're like, okay, well, you could be powerful, but you got to shut the fuck up in a board meeting.
Trip down.
Don't say nothing. Agree with me.
Man, off the stream, man. Shout out Kamala Harris, man. Because, man, she was roasting your boy up in the goddamn Supreme Court meeting that day. I felt it, man. Like, the cat that they was trying to get to be.
Oh, yeah, the guy they trying to get to do the whatever
Supreme Court. Yeah, man. I'm like, man, look. Hey, man. That's that divine mama auntie energy.
I'm happy she is where she at, though, for real. She be getting them together.
Yeah, shout out to all the Maxines of the world too, man.
Oh, but she gets them together for time, keep man.
Keep
I it love
rocking,
it.
Man. Keep getting all these folks together, man. Don't let nothing slide, man. Because all you're doing, man, setting the example for the next little girl moving forward, man. Right. You got to have a spine and a mind, man. And a soul, man. Because, you know, if you got that, they can't take that from you, feel me? Church and tabernacle, you feel me? Hello. You hear me?
Hey. But nah, I mean, I agree, you know, and I like I said, it was so box issue for me, but I want, you know, what helped me a lot was, one, I pray a lot. I slay because I pray.
But hey, that is.
Listen, I didn't get this show because I thought it was cute.
Because we keep God.
One, I do pray a lot, and so I just feel like at the end of the day, you have to keep a good circle around you.
Gotcha,
you know what
man.
I mean? And gotcha. That's what I'm learning right now. For me, I've been burned a lot, so I didn't have a circle. So when this happened, I had people, you know, I got Ziggy and these different people, but I don't, you know, Ziggy tell you, I don't check in like I'm supposed to, you know?
Yeah, you be ghosting.
Then niggas see me and be like, yo, son, what's wrong with you? Like, this is how I knew I had to sit down this week and have a conversation with myself. I'm literally at a gig, right? And I had got some amazing news. Like, I set a goal. I had, you know, I DJed at the Ace, and I set this goal. This is my second time DJing at the Ace. So I set this goal the first time I DJed at it. It was a particular goal in my mind I set.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I have to get this done by the end of the year. Like, that was, you know, just have your own little things that you want to do. And I accomplished the goal. Nobody knew but me and the person who told me that, yo, you go to accomplish, you know, right, go to right, accomplish. Right, right. And I'm still sitting there like, you know.
You just kind of buzzed
out. I'm
like,
buzzed out because I'm allowing a situation to get in my head.
Right,
you know what I mean?
You let it, like,
and it shouldn't have. So people were coming up to me like, yo, son, you good? What's wrong? Like, they could see it on me. And one of the people who came up and asked me that was somebody else that was trying to put money in my pocket. And the first thing I could talk about is how the fucked up situation I'm in.
No, you just ain't going with you, man.
Luckily, she was a woman.
Come on.
So she understood. She's another power. That's a good thing. Women, this is my advice to you. If you're going to be in, you're going to try to be a powerful woman in any industry. It doesn't have to be entertainment or sports field. You have to have a circle, a true, genuine circle of powerful women around you.
Yes.
Because if it wasn't for this powerful woman taking me, pulling me to the side and just kind of letting me vent for a little bit, and then at the end saying, yo, let's get together, we're going to put a plan together. She don't fucking know me. All she needs to know is, am I available to DJ?
Right.
You're available, I'm going to book you. But the fact that she sees this light in me and is like, I'm going to help you get yourself together. because you shouldn't have to go through that. You know, you have to keep those powerful people around you.
That's man.
And once you kind of keep those people around you, you know, it's easier to deal with these shit like what Serena dealing with. And Serena definitely has she got Beyonce and all these other people that, you know, support her.
She might low key have the father of the century, but that's besides the point.
Right.
he was fighting gangbangers for
other people. Right. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you have to keep those people around you. You know, like, I have the daddy that tells me I'm beautiful and you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
My daddy don't understand everything I'm doing, but he be damned if he's gonna let you fuck with his baby. Man, you know what I mean? And my mom was the same way, you know.
Hey, mama.
I was going, believe it or not, I was going through all of this stuff and had not told my mama.
Hmm.
And when I finally did tell my mama, she was like,
she got you together. Huh?
She was just like, what?
Yeah.
And the thing about mamas is, and I don't know if it's like this with fathers, but definitely with mothers and daughters. 9 times out of 10, especially if you're an only child like I was, but if you're, you know, like the oldest daughter, you're really close to your mama, you're probably just like your mama. Mm-hmm. So when you get to this adult stage, me and my mama butt heads because we're a lot alike.
Right.
So I get to this adult stage with her, you know, I think we went through this whole, mama always telling me dramatic and emotional, like, nah, I have anxiety. Right. So once I kind of got her to understand that, it makes a lot of things easier. You know what I mean? So I was talking to her about what's going on or whatever. And it was cool for her to tell me, no, I understand, because I was like that once. And I reacted to things like that. But this is what I did to get over it. So talk to your mama for sure, because mama probably is the first strong woman. And two,
mama on the line.
Two, you know, like Ziggy said, in order for it to be a shift, we got to keep pushing back.
Got to. Because, look, change.
We got to keep pushing back.
Change ain't going to happen by laying down. Back. You know what I'm saying?
Unfortunately, you know, a lot of times women are in situations where we are the best at what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We are the talent. We are the shit with the light, the all that. But there's probably a man in charge that we have to deal with. Or there's a man that's your manager. There's a man that's your PR agent. There's a man that's your booking person. You know, so they don't understand something about that. So in that realm of things, you know, you have to kind of be like, well...
And shit.
Play the game.
You gotta play the game. Rules right now. But I gotta say with that too. Hey man, look, eventually somebody's gonna be in that damn position too. Cause all's gonna happen is people being collective, putting their resources together,
right,
pushing folks out of the dope. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, let me tell you something. I am an avid believer of the future is female. Because in the past, I'm gonna say this summer,
all
the events that involve women being involved, genuine women empowerment events that I've done were the best events. I had no issues. Right. Payment was great. They wasn't mm-hmm. trying to undercut me. They wasn't questioning my ability. So they were actually super like supportive of me. Indeed. They made me feel better as a person, as a DJ, you know. And even these people have gotten under other posts when somebody's looking for a DJ and they at me, they get under the post and say, nah, she the one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm definitely an avid believer of the whole future is female thing. So moving on to Drake and Meek being friends now.
That's my best friend. Hey man.
Look up Meek, say cheese.
Hey.
Did you see them playing ping pong? It was like bah.
Oh, it was going in.
Bah. Hey, we friends. Bah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be back. Bah. Like, I was just like,
this my girl. This, so, hey, this my girl,
yeah,
too?
Yeah. That was heavy. I was like, Jesus.
Yo,
I never seen two people that have been waiting to be friends, but Nikki said it's been on both of their hearts heavy.
No,
so, she said, I know for a fact that it's been on both of their hearts
heavy. Hey, man, you ever seen the old video of the cat, like, apologizing to his pops? It was like, well, no, he was like, it's somewhere deep down inside of my heart. I still love you. You remember that?
I don't remember that.
That was like some boring show shit.
You know what I need? This like put this inserted into the podcast.
Yes, but
they really was so happy. Like I feel like they was, you know, like on a Color Purple.
It was a hitman hoe. Oh man.
We were so happy to see each other. Like, I really felt like that's what happened.
Yeah.
I felt like that's how they were.
I surely hope we at least get some records out of this joint. Two or three.
I feel like when it first happened, I said Meek was just mad.
Yeah,
because Drake had promoted Frunches thing and didn't promote his.
Like, how you gonna push my album, man?
And all this other stuff. Triple and it was just too much. And then, like Drake said, I really wasn't gonna do nothing. But when I realized you just dissed me and didn't have no plan, well,
you left yourself open.
You know what I mean? But I just felt like it just always felt like it came from a place of, I don't want to do this to you, Meek. Damn. But you made
me. You forced my hand, bro.
You fucking made me do
you
this.
You made me do it, you nappy
skin,
brain.
I'm sorry. Rifle. I'm light-skinned. We real petty.
This is true.
We are a petty bunch of people.
Yeah, the
petty is real. Yeah. I don't think I'm ever going to get on Drake petty. Drake level petty is a whole nother level.
That's a
petty
different.
Man.
That's a borderline psychopath, narcissist.
I mean, the next
petty
level is Mike. Because they said Mike was beefing with Eminem or something.
And Eminem he bought his publishing.
He bought his publishing. That's a whole.
Yeah,
ooh, that's
how you just buy. How you just buy.
That's not the
extra
right now.
Like, you can't make the pennies on the dollar off your own product because another man bought it?
Right. So now you definitely not about to say nothing else about me. Oh, I ain't got time to be beefing with you and Eminem because
okay.
I don't rap.
You don't own the product.
You're not an old whispering guy.
It's okay,
God,
bitch.
God, it talks like this.
It's okay, bitch. You
buy
don't.
Your shit.
Renegade.
Oh, bitch, Renegade, I got you.
Yeah.
I purchased that. That's mine.
Yeah, Stan is mine now.
Give me me. Give me me.
Sorry, mama, no. That's my mama, ho.
But I'm just saying, so I'm very happy that they were able to get over it. Because the people who said it was fake, first of all, if Jay-Z... and Nas can find it in their heart to be friends. Anybody can get over their beef.
Because niggas was getting stabbed over that beef.
Because Ether was ugly.
And Super Ugly was ugly.
Super Ugly was ugly, and then Ether was ugly. Ether was ugly.
Yeah, man. And then, so, I'm here for the MMGOVO, man. We need another Ashton Martin music type joint.
We just
man.
Need
you know
something, you know.
Get off the boo-boo, man. You know, get off this pen.
It's everybody, you know. At the end of the day, quiet as it's kept, Pusha ain't really win a beef neither. He won the fight.
He said a bunch of obvious shit.
He won the fight.
You know what?
He didn't win the all-out war. You know why?
Why?
Because your man's handed him the W when he came out and was like, you know, I shouldn't have told Pusha T about your child.
Right. Yeah, my bad. It was me the whole time.
I hope you heard Mob Ties when he said it's too late for all that lovey-dovey shit.
Right. True.
I'm your brother shit. So, good luck to Meek and Drake. Yeah. Closing out the show.
Mm-hmm.
We got to come up with something like a donkey of the day because it would be the mayor of Kenner.
Man, so, Benzine.
Those of y'all who are living under a rock, as you know, Nike did the ultimate petty move. So they wait. That's what I'm saying. They playing chess, not checkers. So that's recap.
Bring it back.
They got to be sponsoring the uniforms for the NFL for 10 years. What, a week, 2 weeks after they finalized the deal?
Yeah.
To come out with the Kaepernick.
Oh, yeah, we got cap, by the way. Yeah.
By the way, on top of that, we're going to air the commercial during the first game of the season.
Ooh, it hurts.
A little bit.
Come on.
On top of that, we're going to put Kaepernick. We're going to put all these controversial people in the ad.
Come on.
And you dumbass racists is up here burning y'all shit. First of all, y'all not spending no real
money. Not even taking a damn shoe off.
That was stupid. Not even spending no real money with Nike. All
right.
Do you understand? We keep Nike afloat.
Goddamn.
Us and people overseas.
We're
the crazy motherfuckers that's paying $180 on shoes. We know a shoe only costs $12 to make.
Damn.
Maybe even 10. Mm-hmm. But I'd be damned, I'm putting these foams on my feet.
You feel me?
Because I want it.
Let's show them the Nike slides, man.
I got the slides on. Y'all can't see my feet, though. Because my feet kind of ugly.
Y'all be air that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, bro.
But I'm just saying, I just feel like, you know, that was a great move.
Mm-hmm.
But the petty of it was when they put out the directions on how not to hurt yourself while you're burning.
That was official, though?
I think it was.
We're just going to say it's official.
If it wasn't, they ain't say nothing about it, so they ain't rescinded. Mm-hmm. So, in the wake of all that, let me see what angle I'm going to come from this on. Because I was disappointed on so many levels with this.
Go for it.
The mayor of Kenner, Benzine.
Benzino.
This fucking nigga, dumbass, don't even sound like he from America trying to be patriotic. Benzine.
The boy from Portugal
Benzine
or something.
Anyway, he decides to not inform anybody, like as if he's really Donald Trump or some shit, and say Nike is banned from all the parks.
Chill out.
Okay, no, first of all, to everybody who got super duper mad, like this wasn't some for real Kenner City shit, some real Jefferson Parish shit, kill yourself.
Right.
It didn't shock me.
Forget, yeah, don't forget what, yeah.
This is still shocked. I was like, what are you shocked about?
Jefferson Parish is still Kenner. Pretty much a...
This is Kenner.
It's a red parish.
If you 1% over the legal limit of 10, they're pulling you over.
Pulling you
one.
Over.
Mm. If they say legal limit is 35 and you at 36, pull over ticket. What, like, if they say the speed limit is 30, you better do 28.
Right.
Like, what? I don't understand.
The prosecutors are known to ban people.
Right. So, I mean, shout out to Larry Morrow. I do commend him for putting together, you know, the protest and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to people that went. See the way my license is set up? I couldn't go once they had said that they had a checkpoint.
Ooh, yeah. Then, bruh, I'm going to have a fire free out of the beach though.
Ain't no protest worth that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But shout out everybody that got together at Susan Park, man.
Right. Shout out to y'all. Fight the power. You know what I'm saying? I was there in spirit. I had my Nike on that day.
Hey, that's all.
Because, funny enough, the day of the protest in Jefferson Parish.
In JP.
At Plato's Slazzy.
Come on, Plato.
I found a pair of whites. Look like damn near brand new with the gum bottom. You know, gum bottom and white.
Come on, Phones.
Phones for $20. Thank you, racist. Because ain't nobody but a racist person gave them. Why would you get these? Why would you get these?
We're not going to wear these Colin Kaepernick's over
that
here.
Shit, put that shit in Play-Dohs.
Put those goddamn 1988 Jordan ones on there. It's bullshit.
Shout outs to y'all.
How is
but,
this?
You know, so since then, Benzon.
Benny.
Literally, what? A day later, you might as well say? Because today, it happened Monday, they had a protest. Step on it for a day, came back today, and now he's rescinded his ban. Bitch, you was gonna rescind that shit. Because first of all, it's way too many young black kids that's playing these sports at these parks. These parks is not filled. Baby, this is football season. They ain't filled with a bunch of white people playing no damn football at these parks. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean.
And in basketball season, no.
Nope.
Soccer, no. Gonna be the Mexicans in it. So the only thing y'all probably got is baseball. And y'all and the white people, they too ritzy. They just gonna let them play baseball at their little private school.
Right.
So all that park ball shit is for the hood.
Yeah, and then what they fail to realize is, you know, pushing everybody out of the city. Y'all realize, you know, there's a lot more of them in JP now.
Huh.
Like that park out there, you might as well say it's Harrell Park now too, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, bro.
The thing is,
you gotta understand where you at all times.
Shout outs to 31st, Young Roddy, Good Sense,
Heart, 31st Gang,
Maul, all y'all, whoever
I
missed.
Right.
All my 31st people. Have you been on 31st?
Looks very black to me. I'm just saying.
See, y'all go down Loyola, and y'all see brothers, and y'all see all this little facade of niceness. Turn down 31st.
Man,
either way.
It's kind of hood, though, man.
Either way.
It's kind of hood.
Turn down. And then you tell me who the majority is, and you talking about some, you gonna ban some fucking Nike, boy, go sit your ass down. That's why it didn't work. That's exactly why it didn't work.
Straight the fuck up. But yeah,
exactly why it didn't work.
But you know what, man, I can appreciate Ben for showing where he stood and all this, and it's gonna be a very, very difficult road for you to get re-elected.
This Louisiana.
Yeah, but at the same
time. This Louisiana. They're not the brightest cookies in a bunch.
No, they're not, but at the same time, man. I mean,
got to think about it.
It's not a lot of
them
on these parents.
As far as what's going on with Louisiana, just our state.
Mm-hmm.
See how we showed up at Susan Polk?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we got to show up at the polls.
Come on, because we're just getting there.
Because we could do all these different things, and we could start these businesses, and we could say we want to do all this change, but till we could really show up at the polls and put the right people in. Because as far as Orleans Parish and New Orleans go, fuck, we got a bunch of crooks. We might have black people in office, but most of them are fucking crooks. So we have to get genuine people who really want to see, you know, this state. And I don't give a fuck about Mississippi. I don't care about Texas. I don't care about Alabama. I don't care about Georgia or Arkansas. I'm talking about my state.
Mm-hmm.
We, as black people in the state, it's hard to be a black person in Louisiana and really trust a lot of things, or trust really any politician, because they all for the white people to meet first.
Right.
You know what I mean? We had, how many times did Bobby Jindal get fucking reelected?
Man, look.
And
man,
look at the fucking hole he put the state in.
Here's the thing. And I mean, just in the major metropolitan cities, bro. We go show out, but it's just, man, it's just New Orleans, Shreveport,
right?
BR. That's just the majority black joint. It's just the rest is
so
more
you're from
Alexandria. Yeah.
Alexandria.
Yeah.
That's my name, but that's what
you're from. Yeah.
But do you Like, could you see something like this happening in your state, your city?
Man, of course, man. I mean, look, here's the thing, bro.
But like, are they more smart about it, I guess?
Nah, they're not. Okay. They still operate like it's 1962.
Oh, okay.
For God's sake, the freaking one of our rivals' high schools, the Rebels, they had a whole Confederate flag for, like, the mascot, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
This is what we're living in. But at the same time, it's just, like, the same story as Baton Rouge and New Orleans. It's, like, 68% black out there, you know what I'm saying?
So you'd be amazed at how the percentage of black people in this state. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, and like, you know, in the major towns and cities, right. You know what I'm saying? It's just like everybody from these dirt roads, that's what's making up the majority of it. But we gotta get out and, you know, make a difference to where we can.
The people,
you know what I'm
who are making a difference are these Confederate people.
True.
You know what I'm saying? When it comes time, because I'm gonna tell you, a lot of people in this state just don't vote.
Yeah, apathy is at all times.
Because they
don't
feel like it matters. And I hate to say it, we have been brainwashed into the fact that it doesn't matter because this is just a state. I think Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, I think the black people in these three states, we just feel like, they don't even fuck about us. But we don't realize, you said, that we're actually on the rise. Right. As far as we about to be neck and neck with these people. We can make the same decisions that they make. Have to be able to, you know, support these black businesses.
Yeah, man.
Stop going to, you know, I'm not saying, okay, you like Starbucks, don't never go to Starbucks. Right. But if I'm going to go to Starbucks 3 times a week, then I should go to a black coffee shop 3 times a week. You know what I mean? Like, you should match it. If that's what you feel, you know. Yeah, certain things, yes. I mean, we ain't got a black Walmart. We know that. You know what I mean? Certain things, I understand why you have to support things. But I'm an advocate of always, when I go home, I try to at least eat at one black business.
Right. I mean, yeah. You know what I mean? Black restaurant week in Baton Rouge. Yeah. Man. Look it up, man. Rouge
Collection. I try to do that. Try to at least, you know, whether, even if it's somebody just, like, they got to do outside from me, how to wait. I love oysters. Mm-hmm. I could go to Acme and get oysters. Mm-hmm. But why? Well, my brother outside of Tremaine Hathaway selling oysters about the same amount. I get more toppings. It's better. It's supporting somebody black. Like, you have to make those decisions, you know.
To,
so
man. Got to, man.
This has been an introspective show, I guess.
True, man. This is a cleansing.
I like that we do this on our first show. Yeah. And I mean, we're going to come. Hopefully, you know, we have some more funnier. We're going to do some topics next time.
Yeah, man. It ain't going to bear as much on the heart. Unless y'all out here fucking up in the world, you know.
What?
We can't control that. We can't.
Hopefully, no more deaths. Jesus. Rest in peace, Mac Miller.
Man.
Sending love and light to his mom, his family. All of us Mac Miller fans, we're a family. I feel like we've become family now. We're going to get through this. I can't stop playing his music now. I mean, I was playing it a lot, but it's just like, God. Like, I keep watching a self-care video like, oh, my God.
This is wild.
The self-care video gets
it's kind of eerie
now. Eerie as you watch it. It was scary to me before the first time I ever watched when he was alive, because that's my fear of being buried alive.
Claustrophobia.
It's like, oh my God, why Max stop? I was like, oh, is it gonna get out? And I'm like all into it, like it's not a video. I was like, oh my God, is it gonna get out the box? Get out the box!
Oh yeah, no doubt.
So
yeah, peace to Mac, bro. Maybe sister, stay together,
maybe,
man.
Maybe I might throw myself to the barbers and tell Nicky to shut the fuck up. I'm not. I can't do it. The barbers are crazy. Man, I can't throw myself.
Man,
to the
look, they ain't gonna do shit over here. Okay. They gonna do nothing.
Okay.
They gonna find us. I'm putting my location.
Baby, it's the Beehive and the Barbers.
Hey man, look at it.
And then Cardi.
Hey man,
it's like this. It go like this. And then the Navy.
Shout out to Laura's Hive.
Back, bro. And then the Navy.
Yeah.
They got a Navy like y'all here. Hey. They don't really be. They should be trying to get reality music.
Right. So they be having them 223s in their purse. That's what you don't know. Don't fool nobody to be bumping anti all the time. They
what
gonna
you
cut you
about me?
You might have a raise on you right now. Lift the tongue up. Up, see, I see it right there.
Man, I love anti, baby. That's my shit right there.
But man, look,
you
man.
You need it.
Yeah, sisters, so, stay together.
What else?
Support your black businesses. Saints, y'all better win next week, damn it.
You bet you.
Ooh, we better not lose.
Saints, you bet you. We not saying that in a good way, like the song.
Like, how we gonna lose to the Browns? The color's orange, God damn it. The colors are orange.
Lattimore, I swear, if you fall in this fucking game, I'm sending people. I'm sending them goons. Lattimore, if I catch you in a motherfucking club anytime this season,
you don't get an autograph.
No, the fuck, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck you doing here?
Yeah, I thought I was trying. Sure.
Don't you got curfew? Hey,
man.
Fuck home.
Hey, man. AK, keep doing your thing.
What do you think, AK, babe?
You know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing.
Hold on. Wait, because it paused. Bae, AK. Mm-hmm. Elmer Kamara. My friend. Because he really my friend. Y'all, I keep seeing him around. Every time I see you, you're going to be my friend. So that's my friend. You know what I'm saying? They did his thing. Now I got to get my Kamara jersey because this Lattimore shit, you're going to stop looking at me, David. This Lattimore shit is getting on my nerves. Babe, you did your thing. Shout out to Michael Thomas. Keep
Squidward looking at it.
You better watch it. Candace don't get your ass.
Hey, man. She already know I said it before.
Don't get your ass.
Look, man.
But Drew Brees, you keep doing what you're doing with that arm. I don't know how that arm stays so young, but you keep it.
He getting up there, man.
That and Cam arm, Jordan, you getting that shit in there like on. Stop being so fucking soft, Cam.
Man,
you too big to be so fucking soft.
We gonna give him an update after the next game, though, man.
That's gonna be the first order business. They better have them fucking won. That's all I'm saying. I'm sick of this shit.
Look, don't forget, check on your people and support a goddamn black business this week.
Check on your people. Mm-hmm. Do not make your people feel crazy because you don't understand why they're reacting to something. Mm. Let them react. Try to calm them down. Then say what you have to say.
There it is, man.
There you go.
And your show.
And support strong black women. Mm-hmm. Don't say a black woman is angry because she's standing up for herself. Mm-hmm. Don't say a black woman is emotional because she's standing up for herself. Don't say all of these things because you know your ass is wrong. Take your lick and support these strong black women. Uplift us.
And keep your heels on your feet, y'all. All right.
And
we'll leave those knots out here.
Leave out of it. If you at the dinner with the white folks, act accordingly. Save the smoke for the parking lot. Do whatever you want in the parking lot.
I'm throwing chairs in that bitch.
See, that's his fucking
parking lot. So's Wars 98, baby.
That's why he went to Southern and not LSU.
Hold up, baby. We got our own ball and shit. That's for a whole nother episode, man.
And last but not least, you can add make meal back to your playlist now. Y'all can add them all back. We know some of y'all been secretly listening to Meek Mill. You can go to the public and say, okay,
I'm grabbing by my rollie again. Yeah.
You better say bye.
Yeah. Peace, love, and soul.
It's the A-O show. It's the A-O, A-O show. It's the A-O show. It's the A-O show. This is just my A-O flow.